episode of The Art of the Suit, the focus is on your personal brand. You won't be listening to me talk about this passion of mine. What makes this episode so engaging is that you'll be listening to a range of voices. All of them are honor students from the University of Johannesburg in South Africa who are in the final month of their honors in BCom Marketing and participated in the inaugural year of an innovative practical marketing program. The curriculum included a range of soft skill development that will have practical application for them in the workplace. I am particularly grateful to Dr. Nicole Cunningham for the trust and belief in anatomy of a personal brand and for working with me to find a practical way of taking the students on this journey. This recording was made at the live event celebrating their participation in my program, a milestone that I'm particularly proud of and grateful for. My further appreciation goes to Times Live for providing us the use of their very glamorous viewing cinema for the event. It made the grand finale staging all that more enjoyable. You will have the opportunity of experiencing a few of the students' personal brand pitches, but whether you are a person contemplating your own personal brand and how you can reinvent yourself, or a prospective employer concerned about whether or not your recruitment methodology or strategy is well suited to the current generation and environment, there is an enormous amount of authentic insight from these brilliant minds that you will benefit from. I have included the headline questions that I posed to them, and if there are any prospective employers out there that would like to reach out to these graduates, I've included the email address of the senior lecturer, Dr. Nicole Cunningham, both in the podcast writer. Good morning, all you wonderful students, and welcome to these beautiful premises, the kind compliments of Arena Holdings. Welcome to Dr. Nicole Cunningham, who is the invitor to me, certainly, and the reason that I'm standing on this platform and engaging with you today. To all of the students from UJ, for those of the listeners who are not familiar with UJ, it's the University of Johannesburg in South Africa, certainly one of the leading universities, well recognized for their innovation and leading edge thinking. And I think the integration of a number of soft skills programs into the BCom Marketing Honors Program is a fine example of that innovation. So certainly from me, I was extremely impressed, and kudos to UJ, kudos to Dr. Cunningham, and kudos to all of you for having stepped out of the conventional academic approach and into this new experience of the past year. What a brilliant opportunity and a fantastic experience that it has been. And congratulations to all of you for completing your journey. Quite an unusual journey, because as the title explains, anatomy of a personal brand is extremely personal. And you were very generous in your engagement. You shared insights, you shared your personal stories, and some of them had me frozen in my headphones, I must say. You have faced enormous challenges, but now you face the greatest challenge of all, and that is after 4 years of study, you stepping up into the formal job market. Not an easy task, is it, in this economic environment, in this crazy world that we live in? But you're doing it. this is going to be the most important pitch in your life. And I don't mean about the job pitch. I'm talking about the personal pitch. I see so many CVs. I see so many job applications. But it's about you putting yourself out there. And that is the most remarkable aspect of it all. And this morning is about celebrating that investment. I would also, before we move on, like to thank Times Live, Arena Holdings, for those who are looking for the more formal description. For those who can't see it, we're sitting in their gorgeous viewing cinema. It feels quite luxurious and quite glamorous. It's a lot softer than a lecture lounge. But I think it is in keeping with the celebration of the work that all of you have done. I would also like to express my personal thanks to Dr. Cunningham. I have engaged with UJ and specifically this program for a number of years, and it's become part of my calendar highlight. I think it goes back about 6 years now. And it usually follows something like this. Dr. Cunningham will phone me and go, or email me, and say, for this year's honor students, would you like to come and talk about X, Y, Z, which was usually marketing related. And as the years have passed and evolved, the subject matter has become more and more interesting, more and more challenging. And I think this year was certainly the pinnacle. And she's been extremely trusting. And I think trust is a cornerstone of the world in which we live in today. We need a lot more of that. So my personal thanks to you. But I think before we dive in, let's just share a round of applause, because there's a lot of gratitude in the room, I think, certainly from me. So I'd like to thank you. Without any further ado, I want to start handing the platform and the mic over to you. And as a warm-up, I would like to invite the first of the personal brands, Courtney, to come up to the mic and give us a taste of her elevator pitch. So let's welcome Courtney, please.
Hello, I'm Courtney Walker, and I am a dedicated and hardworking marketing student and hockey player. I've been playing hockey for 12 years, and the skills that I've learned on the field I use in my daily life. For example, I love to communicate, and I've learned a lot about communicating with lots of different types of people. I enjoy following and listening to instructions from my coach, and I'm very competitive. My core drivers are integrity, respect, and accountability. And I use that in my professional, my personal, and my academic life. This is what I can offer a company that I would like to work for. What I would want a company to offer me is the opportunity to show my skills and my capabilities and hopefully offer me a permanent position at their office. My slogan is inspired by the world-class athlete, Michael Jordan. It goes, I can accept failure because everyone fails, but I can't accept not trying.
Well done, Courtney. Thank you very much. Don't you think that resonates a lot more strongly than simply that formal structured CV? It's a lovely different dimension. So yeah, we've got the covering letters and, you know, that beautifully laid out. They're fantastic apps and techniques for you to present a very impressive CV or resume. But hell, if I saw a voice note, or better still, a video, I wouldn't be able to resist as the person reviewing the submissions. So thank you and well done. Let's now hear from a few more of the voices. And what I would like to investigate is from a few of the students, what their view was, what the most enlightening moments, what the experience was of stepping into investigating their personal brands. So I'm now going to hand the mic over.
Hello, my name is Sanelisi Wentuli. The most enlightening discovery I have experienced about my personal brand is that we're too quick to criticize ourselves and we don't believe much in us. I didn't believe much in myself and anything that I want to try out. So after I've tried to hear a few feedback from people around my circle, I had found out that I'm not that bad. Other people are like looking up to me like, what? Okay, I can do this. And as I've stepped up here as well, it's one of the biggest achievements because what? I can talk in front of you guys. And yeah, that was the most thing that I've learned about myself, and that just put yourself out there. You can do this. Just do it afraid. You'll be fine as you go with the flow, and as I am right now. So thank you.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Graham Ramston. So I think the most enlightening thing that I learned about my personal brand itself was just that, like, honestly, I didn't believe that you could brand yourself, if that makes sense. So I feel like I always thought that a personal brand was just like how you promote yourself out and how you show people like what you want them to see. And I think throughout this journey, I discovered that, you know, there's a lot more to me that I didn't realize was actually there. Like, for example, I always used to consider myself as, oh, I'm a student and I'm a cheerleader. But then I realized, oh no, there's a lot more to me. Like, I realized that I've competed for Team South Africa. I've basically completed my degree in marketing and other things, like just in terms of who I am as a person. And yeah, thank you.
Good morning. My name is Unhlalenhle Dlangalala, well known as Z. And one of the most enlightening things I found out about my personal brand is that I think I'm really fit for marketing because I grew up in an array of different backgrounds. So like, I grew up in a rural area, but I used to go to the hood for like holidays, and then went to Model C school. So like, I mingled with like a lot of people, and I'm able to empathize like really well with like different audiences, and like authentically at that. So that was the biggest thing that I realized, that actually I'm fit for this role. Like, I'm not the best yet, but I have the skills. I have the empathy to do this job, and do this job like in a way that really serves audiences and stakeholders. Thank you.
Excellent. So the next area of investigation that I'm curious about is, what is the message that you'd like to share from a generational point of view with the broader generation, young generation, about how they should shift the way they think about themselves? So with that, I'm going to hand the mic over once again.
Good morning, everyone. I am Sephora Mumba, and this question to me was something very personal, because growing up as well, I felt like there was so much that I could have been told that I didn't know. For instance, I thought that there was always going to be a limit. I am one who is not of South African background. I came from a different country, and I always told myself that, ugh, would I ever be able to make it? Would I ever go to university? Would I ever reach a certain level? And my only message to my generation is, anything is possible. As long as you have the gift of life, as long as you have opportunities, which is given to all of us, everything is possible. The only limit is your mind. And that's where my limitation was. I was thinking, I'm not enough. I can't do it. But growing up and learning through the marketing course, through the personal branding, I looked at myself and I looked at everything people thought about me. And I'm like, no, I think I'm actually worth it. So my message to my generation is, you are worth it. Go for your personal brand and introspect on yourself. Do not limit your mind. Everything is possible. Thank you.
Anyways, good morning. My name is Karma. My surname is Yosi. My message for my generation is quite brief, but it goes like this. Knowing yourself is the only way you can channel and love yourself better. So if you look back and reflect on the moments whereby your action did a difference in the space, it's the only way you're going to notice those attributes you actually have that can set you apart in the future. So looking back and focusing on your future, make gelling both ways, is the only way you're going to know yourself better. And that's my advice for you. Hold here.
Good day. My name is Jason Shaw. What I would share with my generation is that your physical footprint is just as important as your digital footprint. People are watching you physically in person more than what they're watching you digitally. And your first impression is what you make in person can lead more to a future than what they could do digitally. Thank you very much.
Hello. My name is Raisibe Diplalongwana. I don't know where to start, but I think my advice to my generation is to shift your perspective from seeking external validation to focus on self-acceptance and growth. You also need to embrace failure as a stepping stone to success, prioritize self-awareness, and don't be afraid to define your path. So I doubted myself a lot, and I think my other message to them is to please believe in yourself. Only you can do it. And it took me a very long time to know that. I also suffer from anxiety, so that does affect how I think and how I see things. So what I've learned throughout my personal journey as well is to just really just believe that you can do it. I wouldn't be standing in front of you guys today and saying this message knowing where I come from. So my message is just really prioritize yourself and believe in yourself. Thank you.
Those were all excellent insights. So picking up on that final point, thank you very much for one of the aspects you raised, and that was about anxiety. And my concern is, what is it about the environment that we live in that contributes most to your sense of anxiety about you achieving your goals out in the marketplace? It may seem like quite a fundamental question, because there are no prizes for realizing that in a tight economy, in a shrinking environment, there are fewer jobs, there's hesitancy to take on people who lack, you know, work experience. But could I just see who would like, has the ideas to contribute to this? Excellent. Would you please step up to the mic and come and have your say?
So, morning, guys. My name is Dean Abrams. When I was thinking about this particular question, to me it seems like, especially where we are now, we're always surrounded by a lot of pressure in the information we get. So we always hear that youth unemployment is so high, the economy is so bad, it's tough to get jobs. And then when you hear all these things, you start doubting yourself and asking yourself, how am I going to stand out from everyone else that's applying for a job? Or how am I going to overcome all these challenges? Because we're constantly told about all the challenges about getting a job and leaving university. We're never told about the opportunities. It's more about the negatives we're facing. So when we hear all that information, it almost sounds like you're one mistake or one step away from failing, whereas you are 100 steps from achieving your goals. So it looks that failure is closer, but then success is so much further away. So I think for us personally, we should just, yes, there is a lot of challenges, but I think we should focus less on all the challenges and more on the opportunities, especially because with the internet and where we are now, you could get a job much easier than you could in the past. So yes, there are challenges, but there also are opportunities today that other people didn't have. So maybe we should focus more on the opportunities instead of the challenges.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nontlantla Majola, and for me, I suffer with anxiety. I have a fear of speaking in front of a crowd, actually, and I'm an academic tutor, so it is weird. But for me, I think even being an academic tutor has taught me to actually be able to articulate myself. And also we live in an age of social media. And with that, I think there's always that instant gratification that we're always seeking. And especially for someone who's not really used to being rejected, every time I apply, I'm getting rejected. So that does add into my anxiety. Am I not good enough? And like Dean has said that we need to start focusing on what we can achieve and the success instead of looking at our failures. And also, it is hard, I think, because I'm not used to failing. I'm really not. So being rejected, I've only been getting rejection emails. So that for me is very hard. And I'm also learning that life is all about, it's a journey. I know it sounds cliche, but life is a journey. So I need to be patient with myself and also understand that I'm not going to get everything right first try. So it is about actually trying and also putting yourself out there. And if you do fail, you can cry. I'm not a fan of crying, but I think I've also learned too that it's okay to cry, especially with my anxiety. I think I'm always crying now. And also learning to accept that part of myself that I'm not as strong as I say I am, but also accepting that I am an emotional being. So it's okay to speak out. I think as a society, we are too focused on portraying a perfect picture, and not everyone will share their horrible experiences. They'll only tell you about what great things are going on in their lives. So I think we also need to learn to be patient. That will also help with my anxiety and everyone else. And also asking for help. I think it's okay to ask for help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. I think that's also what I'm also learning, that I should ask for help and being patient. Life is a journey, as much as I don't like this journey because I feel like it's too long. And excuse me, I feel like it's too long. But I think as I'm learning to accept that, I'm learning to learn different parts of myself, and it's okay. Life won't be as long because I don't know. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nancy Mkize. As I was sitting there, I thought today, you know, I'm going to take, you know, a step back, let my peers talk, you know, give them a chance to shine. But yes, but I just thought, I think as the youth today, we need reassurance. I think we are not aware that we are fine. We are doing okay, and we are where we're supposed to be, right? And I think as my peers are also speaking, I'm seeing that we lack that sense of reassurance, you know, and we are where we're supposed to be, as well as we are doing okay. Like, we're doing good, we're doing fine, and we're in this together. No one is alone, right? And also, this year has taught me a lot to just look back and be aware that there are people that love me, there are people that believe in me, and there are people that just support me all around. And it's very important to know that there isn't glory if you're the only success story, right? So as I'm sitting here, guys, we are okay. We are doing fine. We're in this together. And trust me, we are going to be where we are supposed to be at that particular time. So guys, please just stand together. Be bold, be wild, be creative, and, you know, let your mind flow. Let your creative juices flow, and just know we are in this together. Thank you.
Now we're cooking. Hi, guys. My name is Nusi Pumbongwe. And thank you all. You all know me as a person who always sitting there quiet. So I wanted to add on Nati's thing that, guys, you are here because you are supposed to be here. Let's stop chasing the future and not focusing on where we are right now. Let's enjoy where we are, and then we know where we want to be, but let's just enjoy the process. Let's stop pressurizing ourselves. Let's stop putting so much on our shoulders to tell us that I need to bring a bread into my family's a table. I need to focus on my kids. I need to do this. I need to do that. Guys, we are happy. We should be here. Someone wants to be here, but he or she is not here. So we are here. Let's just enjoy the process, and the future
is coming. We are going to the future. That's why the years are changing, because we are going the way we're supposed to be. Thank you.
Hi, guys. My name is Ryan. I'm a professional marketer working at MultiChoice. I'm a brand coordinator for Mnet and CakeNet channels. So I want to share a bit of my story, and hopefully it can inspire you guys, especially around anxiety of the economy, the environment, jobs. So my message is accept and take opportunities. When I started back 7 years ago, 22 years old, going into the corporate environment, I only had a 3-month contract. And then from that contract, I grew, I got promoted. Obviously, the pay wasn't good, but don't look at that. Think of the opportunity. So my message is, don't oversee opportunities. Take them and see where it leads. You never know what's going to happen and where it could take you. Thank you.
As opposed to a commercial break, I'm going to have a personal brand break. And I would now like to invite Jabulile up to present her elevator pitch.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jabulile, and it is really an honor to be here today to share my elevator pitch, or rather my personal brand journey. I'm just a girl, a normal girl from a well-known township with big dreams. So my brand is all about consistency and hard working, and I make sure I stick to that. I grew up in a sports-orientated family, or rather household, and this has really impacted what I'd like to be, which is becoming a market analyst for the sports industry. I'd like to influence this industry in a positive way, share my experience, my knowledge, and probably just impact it so that it becomes one of the best, like Premier League. Who knows? Maybe I'm capable. I don't know. But that's what I am, and that's where I would like to be. If I were to leave you guys with anything today, is that do not limit yourself. You can do it. It's possible. And I'll be the first to do it. I know it.
Well done, and thank you. I enjoyed hearing it again, even though it was a variation of your first elevator pitch. So the other concern that I have, there's a lot of talk and about, you know, the generation, the new generation. There's like a different work ethic. You know, to your point, you're tired as a generation of hearing this, like, what are you going to do if all you hear is bad news? How are you supposed to be enthusiastic or step up to even take a chance? So I'm just wondering, because negative talk is bad talk. So there are two camps of thought. You know, there's a generation, or there's a group of people coming into the workforce, and there's a generation of people in the workforce. They're the influencers, and here are the new entrants. And there appears to be a, you know, typical marketing language, bit of a gap. And it's a generation gap. So the question that I formulated was, there's a lot being said out there about the new generation, the generation gap, and the attitude towards work and job commitment. So do you think this is well-founded, was my question. And is there something to be said? Do you want to say something? Do you want to answer that criticism? Who would like to add their voices to that?
Morning, I am Bjorn Hafke. I've been working for 22 years now. And when I tell people that I'm studying, they think I'm crazy because I think they do not understand. It's a point of reference. And I think you just need to understand where I'm going to give away my age. We grew up without even cell phones or computers. We come from households where parents were very strict, hardcore, you don't complain, chin up, we move forward. We grew up under apartheid. I can remember apartheid vividly, my dad being coming to fetch the security police. So those things, and here we are, digital with AI. So it's a point of reference, where we're coming from. The workforce and management, they are afraid because they don't understand you. They don't understand the point of reference where you're coming from. They don't understand how to get the best out of you because they don't know. And this was God sent. I ate humble pie. but it's been an amazing journey, knowing how to get the best. Because here in the workforce, you're a manager, you gave instructions. And if instructions are not met, there's a process. It's as hardcore as that. But yeah, we are all equals. And the humble pie choked me a lot of times. But I just want to say, know the reference points where management is coming from. It's hardcore. There's so little time for mistakes these days. When I started working, you could make many mistakes, and it was fine. You learn. But unfortunately, that luxury is not there anymore. It's very hardcore. Mistakes cost money, and they are afraid of taking a risk. And just understand where the reference points are coming from. And I think if we just understand the reference points better, I think we can really turn this country around. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kirvland Rensburg, and contradicting Bjorn, or slightly contradicting him, speaking for my generation, I know that there is a gap. We all know there is a gap. But we are not saying that we are not aware of past experiences. As much as it happened to older generations, it happened to us as well. It impacted my grandfather. That hurt him, so it impacts me. It impacted my grandmother. It hurt her, so it hurts me. We are well aware of past experiences and where our country comes from. But in this, taking a risk should be something that companies strive for. Yes, we have heard that we are entitled individuals. But is entitlement not something you would want for your company? Is it not something brand should strive for? Is it not something you would want the legacy you are leaving behind for your company to constantly question? Do you want to leave the brand in the hands of people who sit and accept everything? Or would you rather have individuals who question, is this fair? Do I deserve this? I feel like our generation, yes, we might be entitled, but we are entitled because we know what we deserve. We know why we work hard, and we know what we have coming for us. So speaking for my generation, the gap exists, we are aware, but use the gap to form strategic partnerships. We are here to offer you innovation. And if innovation is what you want as a brand and as a company, why don't you give us a chance? Thank you.
Sure. Excellent pitch. Very nice. Employ that woman. The final question that I had in my mind was to all of you is, what is your message to prospective employers? How can they help graduates? I think this, your message was certainly part of that. How can they help graduates such as yourselves in entering the workplace? What do they ask of you? I think you clearly mentioned mindset. I think that the message prior to that was one of finding common ground. And it's both a humbling experience for the employer as well as the employee. So there's a lot that I've heard about, let's just make space, you know, take a little bit of risk, take a chance. But who are those that would like to have given thought to this and would like to put a message forward to prospective employers?
Good morning. My name is Divine Kabamba. And I think my message to prospective employees is to recognize that we that they hired us for a reason. and that our talent within the company shouldn't just be limited to the structure that they've created for us to follow, especially within graduate programs. While we understand that there's like a process that is we are meant to follow, and that there is that they want us to, you know, maybe go through a specific chain of thought, for a lack of a better word, I think we come from, like Kirvlin said, innovation. We can offer difference. We can offer opposing thoughts, which aren't always bad. And I think if companies are more open to having conversations with graduates as opposed to seeing them as just new hires who know nothing and have no experience, they will be opening themselves up to more opportunities to grow, to be more relatable. Because what they tend to forget is that whilst the graduate that has no experience today is the parent in 5 years, and if you fail to relate to them now, you fail to gain a client that will stick with you and impacts the longevity of your business in the long run. So engage with your graduates, listen to them, have open conversation, hear what they have to say. We really have a lot to offer. And the more you shut us up, the more you actually hurt your business in the long run, because you're losing the insight that all of us here literally have. But because we're new graduates, you don't want to hear us. And it's like, what a pity. So many great minds are sat here. So if organizations just open themselves up to you, listening to us, there'd be great impact. Thank you.
So I don't have much to say. I just wanted to, and it goes back to Bjorn's point, where I think us, our generation, the only thing we want is to be recognized as individual people, not just as a new employee that is the same as last year's employees, that's been the same as the previous. We want to be known as individuals. We're all different. So at times when we get hired or when we enter the workplace, I think they look at us in a black and white way, where you either perform or you don't, you either make a mistake or you don't. But there's no effort to understand that we each are different, we each individuals, and we each have different things to offer. So maybe instead of applying a standardized, these are a group of graduates that we just hired, they need to meet these targets, look at them as individuals and look at what they can offer individually. And then if you understand that and you understand their strengths, you'll be able to give them tasks and roles that will suit their strengths, instead of just flooding them in just to fill the numbers of employees in the company. So I think just look at us as individuals. And if you do that, you will be able to perform better, because you and I will have a common ground of understanding. This person fits best here and this person fits best here. Instead of just saying, let's enter them into the workplace and give them all the same tasks and the same deadlines and the same expectations. So, yeah.
Hi again. Nontlantla Majola here. I promise to be short this time. I just wanted to say to our employers, I think it's important to reassure us. We're entering this new space. We're obviously questioning ourselves because we're not used to the outside world. So I think reassurance is important that it's okay, you're learning. Just breathe and learn. Number two is boundaries. As graduates, we will want to impress you. So we'll keep on taking and keep on taking, even though sometimes we can't handle it. So I think it's important for the employers to also learn to set boundaries that, okay, this is what can you do this for me? And set a time frame, say, can I get it done by this time, and not keep giving us a lot, because we'll keep taking and it's going to be too much. So again, it's just reassurance and setting boundaries that, yes, we are. You are learning. You do want to learn, but you can only take so much. Thank you.
I also want to add that we are not administrators. We want more. Can we have more? Not too much, but something. Not being just administrators for certain departments or the departments that we're applying for. Thank you.
Okay, I've heard everybody's talking about the differences that they need to recognize in each of us. But let's talk about employers who ghost you. I mean, I've put in so much. It's not a personal journey, but like I've seen, it's a conversation that's out there that people do apply. But like, think about it. They've put an effort into applying, preparing for the interview, and the next thing, blue tick. No, it is serious, guys, honestly. And it hurts because I was once part of that discussion. It was a platform. And it really hurts. They put in like so much energy into preparing. They show up at their best and never hear anything from you. It's not fair. So, yeah, you need to treat us better. And let us know what you think. Like, give us a try.
Me again, Ntlalenhle Dlangalala. What I think employers could do for new graduates, because we are digital natives, which I think is a good thing, but because we're constantly on our phones, the anxiety is heightened. We're constantly dealing with mental health issues. So for employers to take mental health like very seriously, like put in place rigorous mental health programs, because I feel like that's maybe why it's hurting our job commitments and our work ethic, because we're just constantly on and then we're being micromanaged and it's just a lot. So I think putting like Nolanda said as well, boundaries, a healthy work-life balance, like after 4, please don't email me. Like I just have time with, because I'm at work for 8 hours already. Like I've given my all. Can I have some time to myself to just feed myself as well, rejuvenate for the next day? So I think that's really important for employers to understand.
This is so much fun. Oh my goodness. Can't believe we're given a voice today. Okay. And I think what I need to tell, you know, the hiring people or the business people, I think they should be aware of being different is okay. They should be aware that us as the youth, we know difference and we know how to grow from difference. And also, they should stay away from their comfort zone, mainly because nothing ever grows there. So if you constantly in the same mindset or the same, you're doing the same thing you were doing 35 years ago, do you think there's going to be change? No. And us as the youth today, we know change and we strive in change. It's very important to understand that we are not just here for a position, but we are sound minds. We are game changers. Because I think I am an aspiring game changer. In the next 5 years or 10 years from now, I just don't want to be, oh, she's a manager of what so and so. But I am an aspiring game changer. I want to change the game. I want every time I step foot in your market, you should know Nati was here. To understand, you should know that we understand difference and we understand power and we understand our strengths and we understand in working in difference. So I think companies should now stop being traditional, but also broaden their horizon, broaden the spectrum, you know, and understand that, you know what, maybe I might have done this route for 35 years and it did work, but how can I improve? How can I constantly sharpen our skill set? How can we sharpen our business? You know, and as the youth, I think we are sharpened in that skill set and we are aware of change and we understand that being comfortable is also not a sign of, okay, maybe I'm lazy, but being comfortable is a sign of, okay, how can we learn from this? How can I sharpen this? So I think there should be a way that, you know, go for change, go for bigger and go for better. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So what I'd like to do is invite our third personal brand, Elevator Pitch, to come and chat to us, Jeanette.
Good day. I am Jeanette Nontsikelelo Sonkosi. I am a student at the University of Johannesburg. And as a student, I am always trying to strive for knowledge and academic excellence. And as I understand that education can give us better opportunities, not only for me, but for everyone else. And that is what I want. I am also a mentor. That is one of my fulfilling roles in life. I enjoy being there and helping out others, whether it's acing an exam, trying to be a listening ear to my peers, and also just supporting them through their academic life. And that is not all. I am also an academic tutor. I enjoy sharing my knowledge with others and making sure that we are in this together. I take in personal selling, consumer customer behavior, accounting, because I'm good with numbers, I'm good with communicating with people and also selling products. And to learn more about the brand Jeanette Nontsikelelo Sonkosi, you can send me an email at sonkosi21 or you can check out my LinkedIn. I am really excited to hear more about you and just learn from you. Thank you.
Thank you very much and well done. So that really concludes the open discussion and the platform for you to put the message out there to the marketplace. I hope I do a good enough job on your behalf of disseminating that. But to put a bow around this package, I'd like to invite Dr. Cunningham to just make some final closing comments and her observations as she is leading these brands. So Dr. Cunningham, if I may.
Thank you. Thank you, Dawn. Wow. Can you believe that we are sitting here almost in November from where we were in February this year? Scared faces, unsure people, that's what I saw at the orientation, to seeing you so happy and how far you've come in your journey. Well done, and a round of applause to all of you. As you all know, the practical marketing module is in its trial run. This was the first year that we tried it, trying to incorporate different kinds of tests, skills, and one of them, of course, being the personal brand, thanks to Dawn. Dawn and I had many discussions about the structure, and she would often ask, but what should I make it like? And I would say, I don't know, Dawn. This is the first time I'm doing it. I've got no idea. And we learned together. And when a lot of you saw the personal brand assessment, you would ask me, what does this mean? What will I have to do? Will I have to choose a brand and just present it? And I said, no, wait, it's going to be so exciting. And I've watched a lot of your personal brands and your elevator pitches, and I can just say you are ready. You are ready for what you are going to offer the world. Remember where you've come from. Remember the moments in February where you felt anxious and how you overcame all of that. Well done to you, and a very, very big thank you to Dawn for holding your hand and my hand through this process. So well done.
There we have it. Thank you for listening into the wonderful morning that I spent with these great personal brands. If you would like to find out more about how you can embark on an anatomy of a personal brand journey, please visit my website, theartofthesuit.com, or email me, dawn@theartofthesuit.com. In the meantime, do good, be great.